In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Starting with our first parents, Adam and Eve, God has given us a place to live, a place to look after, a place that produces what we need for our existence, a place that cares for us while we care for it. The book of Genesis tells us that the Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to work it and take care of it. Later, God, through a covenant, gave a land, a holy land, to his people. To Abraham, he said, "To your descendants I give this land from the river of Egypt to the great river, the Euphrates." And of course, later, after Moses had led the Hebrews out of slavery in Egypt and through 40 years of wandering in the desert, Moses climbed Mount Nebo and the Lord showed him the whole land. And then the Lord said to him, "This is the land I promised to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob when I said, I will give it to your descendants." The gift of land, of a land to call our own, is God's pattern right from the beginning. The celebration of Thanksgiving exemplifies and highlights this, especially for us as Christians, but in more ways than that. Thanksgiving is a time to recognize God's pattern of grace always at work among us. Thanksgiving is a time to recognize God's pattern of grace always at work among us. Of course, we as Christians living in the United States thank our God for this land where we enjoy the ability to come to this church tonight and worship our God without persecution. A land that produces much good fruit. A land to raise our families and to build our homes. A land to live out our days and all the days our earthly lives. But on this Thanksgiving celebration, I want to remind you that we, as Lutheran Christians of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, should also remember what it is that brought our Lutheran forebears to America in the mid-1800s. They were trying to escape religious persecution from the government, which was essentially forcing the Evangelical Lutheran Church and the Reformed Church to ignore the differences and merge into one state church. As it happened with Martin Luther, the direct descendants of the Reformation Church found themselves again being persecuted by the government for their faith. So what did they do? They packed up their stuff, boarded ships, and settled in Perry County, Missouri. A new world that would allow them to practice their Christian faith freely in accordance with Scripture, expressed in the Lutheran Confessions, the Book of Concord. While Thanksgiving is not specifically a church holiday, I share a little bit about the history of our own Lutheran Church in Missouri Synod because Thanksgiving is a time that highlights God's great mercies toward his children through all time. God continues to bless us with his grace, that beautiful, sweet, unmerited, deserved goodness that he shows toward us, his sinful and rebellious children. What he has done for our church fits his pattern of grace always active among us. That pattern of grace is all a result of God's one great act of grace. The gift of God's one and only Son, Jesus Christ, who took our sins upon himself and paid for them on the cross, is God's grace at work. And that one great act of grace has made possible every other gift for every person. The sin that would have ever separated us from all of God's gifts was removed, reconciling us to him as dear children. The gift of garden given to our first parents is God's grace at work. The gift of the promised land promised to Abraham, shown to Moses before his death, and given to the people who entered into the promised land is God's grace at work. The protection Martin Luther received as he faced kings and emperors and pope in order to proclaim the life-giving gospel of Jesus Christ, that's truly God's grace at work in so many ways. The exodus of our own Lutheran forebears from Germany who refused to let go of that pure gospel as recorded in Scripture and instead chose to leave their own country behind in order to practice their God-giving faith freely here in America? This is God's grace at work. And friends, the fact that you and I are here today, worshiping the same God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, this is God's grace at work. For this same God protected our own ancestors, whoever they might be. Perhaps they were original immigrants of the first 13 colonies. Perhaps slaves taken against their will from their own lands. Perhaps immigrants fleeing communism and religious persecution, bound for New York Harbor to come to a great land of opportunity they had once only heard about. Maybe even a young Brazilian couple following God's call to share his word with people they never met before. Whatever the background, whether the trip to America was one of optimism, or one of uncertainties, or one of terror, these are our ancestors, whom God has promised never to leave or forsake. The words of Psalm 21 are so wonderful to remember and highlight this. And I would like to ask you to please read these words with me now. I lift up my eyes to the hills. From where does my help come? My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. He will not let your foot be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade on your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all evil. He will keep your life. The Lord will keep your going out and your coming in from this time forth and forevermore. Indeed, in our pilgrimage here on earth and our journey to our heavenly home, our Emmanuel God is with us. This is God's grace at work. And so on this Thanksgiving celebration, we give thanks to God that He had His hand of protection upon each man, woman, and child as they came to America, regardless of situation. And because of God's grace at work in protecting them, you and I are here today worshiping God freely. God's grace is always at work. Our Emmanuel God is with us at the fall in the garden, with us during the time of horrible slavery in Egypt, with those brave reformers some 500 years ago, with those original Lutheran immigrants as they came to America to worship God freely, and always with us in the person of His Son, Jesus Christ, true man and true God, true Messiah for the whole world. Thanksgiving is a time to remember God's grace, His living, active, all-powerful, and all-forgiving grace. And that's why we gather here today. We gather to worship God. We gather to receive grace upon grace as we read God's Holy Spirit, Holy Scripture, and hear His Word being preached to us. We receive grace and forgiveness as our sins were washed from us in those waters of baptism. We receive grace and forgiveness of sins as we receive Jesus' body and blood in, with, and under the elements of bread and wine. Friends, this is God's pattern. At a time when we were terribly and completely lost, God saved us from our fallen nature through His Son, Jesus Christ. We definitely have so much to be thankful today. So, happy Thanksgiving, my friends and family of Faith Lutheran Church. You are living proof of our God's grace at work. In the name of the God the Father, who created us, in the name of God the Holy Son, who by His blood has redeemed us, and in the name of God the Holy Spirit, who made our bodies to be His own holy temple, and gives us that same faith that bestows God's grace at work. Amen. The peace of God which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.